This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. CPN UML's second statute convention kicks off in Lalitpur today. UML Chair K.P. Sarmawali presents a political report proposing concept of socialism with Nepali characteristics. Nepali Congress leader Ram Hari Khatiwada elected as parliamentary heading committee chairman. President Ramchandra Pardal stresses linking education to skills and entrepreneurship. And Russian President Putin rejects Western security in Ukraine. Once the troops deployed to Ukraine would be targets. Now the news in detail. The second statute convention of the CPN UML commenced today at the Godavari-based Sunrise Convention Center in Lalitpur. The three-day event was inaugurated by Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Ole. The convention will feature the presentation of various political reports and documents along with the proposals for amendments to the party's statute. According to the UML Publicity Department, a total of 2,341 participants are attending the event, including 2,026 representatives and 315 in capacity of organizers. Inaugurating the party's second statute convention, Chairman Ole stated that Nepal has raised an objection with China concerning its agreement with India to open Lipalekh, a Nepali territory, as a trade route. He also said that he clearly expressed Nepal's disapproval on this matter during his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in course of his China visit from the 30th to the 3rd of August. Prime Minister Ole also clarified that there has been no support for China's Global Security Initiative, GSI. Meanwhile, the CPN UML chairperson has proposed the concept of socialism with Nepali characteristics, stating that plurality and diversity would be incorporated into the socialist state system. Sir Uli also proposed this concept in his political proposal presented in the party's second statute convention. Party Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali read out the political report in the convention. Nepali Congress leader Ram Hari Khatiwada has been elected unopposed as the chairperson of the Federal Parliamentary Heading Committee. It was announced that he was elected unopposed in a committee meeting held today under the chairmanship of senior committee member Pasupati Shamsher Jabara. The newly elected Khatiwada is a Nepali Congress MP. Khatiwada was the only candidate for the vacant post of chairperson after the chairperson of the committee, Iswari Devi Neupani, resigned. In the meeting, the proposal put forward by Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Chief Whip Sam Khimire to elect MP Khatiwada as the chairperson was supported by CPN UML Parliamentary Party Chief Whip Mahesh Kumar Barthola. President Ramchandra Pardal has stressed on linking education to skill, knowledge and entrepreneurship. While addressing a program organized in Lalitpur today, President Pardal said that education creates humble citizens and capable patriots must be prepared. He also emphasized that the country should focus on developing a self-reliant economy by increasing production and employment. The Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, has temporarily revised its flight schedule to Gulmi District. The national flag carrier has decided to operate only one flight per week to the district, down from 4 weekly flights previously available on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. This adjustment comes as two of NAC's twin otter aircraft have been grounded, leaving only one operational for the service. Former President Dr. Ram Varun Yadav has said that the approach of sustainable development goals should not be confined to economic and physical development alone. He stated that the equal importance must be given to education, social progress and technical advancement in the implementation of these goals. During his address to an international seminar on interdisciplinary studies for sustainable development, the former president underlined the need for transformative leadership dedicated to the welfare of the society and social justice. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has urged the contractors to maintain quality in course of infrastructure construction and to complete the construction works on time. Addressing the 28th Annual General Meeting and the 15th Convention of Contractors Association of Kanchanpur organized today, the Home Minister opined that the estimated cost of project increases due to delay in completion of the development activities on time. The Home Minister also added that the delay in completion of construction projects has increased cost of a single project up to 200%. You are listening to Radio Nepal CTPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected Western proposals for a reassurance force in Ukraine the day after a ceasefire comes into place following a Paris summit aimed at finalizing plans for security guarantees. The BBC cited French President Emmanuel Macron as saying 26 of Ukraine's allies had formally committed to deploying troops by land, sea or air to help provide security the moment fighting was brought to a halt. He, however, did not detail any of the countries involved. Thailand's parliament has elected Anutin Charnavirakul, leader of the conservative opposition, Bhumjaithai Thai Party, as the country's prime minister. The vote on Friday means Anutin will replace Paitong Tan Sinawat of the ruling Phu Thai Party, who was dismissed by the Constitutional Court last month over an ethics scandal. Anutin secured victory over Saikasim Nithisiri, the candidate of the populist Phu Thai, with the support of the Liberal People's Party. That backing from the largest party in the parliament was premised on the promise from Anutin to call a general convention election rather within 4 months. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's second statute convention kicks off in Lalitpur today. UML Chair K.P. Sarmawali presents political report, proposing concept of socialism with Nepali characteristics. Nepali Congress leader Ram Hari Khatiwada elected as parliamentary heading committee chairperson. President Ramchandra Pardal stresses linking education to skills and entrepreneurship. And Russian President Putin rejects Western security in Ukraine, warns the troops deployed to Ukraine would be targets. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.